Go loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in the ground. Till your body okay. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Before we get started, do not forget, we are literally, I know we've been saying it last few weeks, but we're literally down to the last few tickets to Talking Bollocks Live, Bord Gáis Theatre, Friday, 11th of July.
Tickets are still on sale. Friday, July 11th, get us our tickets if you want to be there for our biggest ever show to date. And we can't wait, we have big, big plans for the show. Yeah, get us our tickets, we run amok.
Right, let's here we go. Started.
Just a little more.
Episode 223 of the Talking Bollocks podcast, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly supported by Roy Style Furniture.
Are you in the middle of turning your house into a home?
Get down to Roy Style Furniture, an Irish family-run spot that's actually sound. I won't sell you a couch that looks like it's had to be found in a skip.
The house package deals are unreal. Sofas, beds, dining sets. The full walks from just $3,649.
Plus, they're open 7 days a week and open late on Thursdays and Fridays in Fonthill and Omni. Handy if you're walking all day as well.
They're in Fonthill, Belgard and now Omni Park. I got my corner sofa off them and it's chef's kiss.
I'd live in that sofa, do you know that?
Sure, you'd have to call the fire brigade to get you over. Right price, right style, right now.
Visit www.roystyle.ie and use promo code GET10 for 10% off.
It's me, COB.
It's me, Tardy Flower.
And today we're joined by...
Darren Garrity.
What's up, Darren? I'll try it. I said it out in the balcony and I don't think you heard it. Did you hear me?
You said Doreen. Of course I heard Doreen. I've been prepared all day for you to say Doreen.
Yeah, no.
I was kind of disappointed you didn't say it there.
Do you want me to call you Doreen?
Please
for the rest
do.
Of the episode?
I love the way you say it.
It's so much easier to say as well. I struggle with the
go
little
for it.
Thing. So Doreen the whole way?
The whole way.
Did you hear me saying it out in the balcony?
No, I didn't hear it. No.
I said something and then I said Doreen at the end of it and I went, bollocks. But no one pulled me on it, so I was delighted.
No, I'm delighted. Listen, I've been called worse.
Right. Okay.
How do you think Doreen is easier to say? That's so long to say.
Yeah, but you say?
Darren.
No, you say?
Darren.
Well, you say similar to him. You're like a Rob Card as well.
You have kind of a... Yours is kind of a harder D.
Darren, yeah. I feel like I put another D in it somewhere as well. Yeah. One at the start and one there in the middle.
Didn't.
Yeah, one lost in the crowd, like, Darren.
Yeah, you do.
Do you know what it is? It's the R's. The R's kill me.
There's only one R.
Yeah, but that kills me.
Oh, why?
I don't, it's like Darden. Do you know what I mean? Shardon.
Durden. Shardon.
Carden.
Darden.
There's D's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he says like Doreen as if it's a fucking double barrel name. Yeah, like Kelly Ann. Doreen.
I don't know what it is, but...
It's the way it's written.
Do you know what it is? He seen your name written before he ever heard anyone say it.
And he can't undo it in his head.
We said it to you when we were on your podcast. That happened when we were in a meeting before, remember?
The Laughs of Your Life podcast.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
That one there, yeah, plug it.
That's an expert right there.
Listen,
that's very professional.
I'm not here for free.
We hope you're so no money.
50 quid. We were in that meeting room and then we were booking guests and then I said Doreen and I swear for at least an hour the lads were just correcting me. I wouldn't give in, remember? Wasn't having any of
them. I don't mind. I get Doreen, Dorian, Dieran.
Dorian.
Everything. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
I used to hate my name as a kid and now I love it.
Is it an Irish name?
Yeah, means Dorothy.
Oh, is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, or Dolly.
Now, we need to get back to doing the census show.
I'll do it right now.
What year were you born? Is that real to ask? What year were you born?
1992.
How many Dorians do you reckon were born that year? Oh, you have 100% strike record with this, by the way.
Guessing it?
We're guessing how many was born that year.
How many would you say?
Eight.
I'm going to say 30.
30?
Yeah, I'm going to say 30, but...
Right, here we go.
One of my proudest... things is that over the past, is it last year or the year before, the name Darren has got into the top 100 names in Ireland.
In the last year?
I think it was either last year or the year before.
No.
So you're having a little resurgence?
Yeah.
So Doreann?
Yes.
I'm proud of that. I swear to God. See, if I had to write that down, I would have spelled it wrong. Right, in 1992, here we go. Show me the details.
How many of you say 40?
I say 30, you say 8.
8. Calvin.
14.
14? I wasn't far off, was I? But
sorry, what website is that? How do you find
CSO.
That so fast? Does it come up that fast?
Yeah.
And does it give the surnames?
No, it just gives you like...
Oh, just gives the first.
You can give a name, give a year, and it tells you how many there was.
How many was born
13.
That year.
It's the 269th most popular name that year.
That's actually not that for girls. Not that bad.
For girls.
For girls, okay, yeah, yeah.
Not in general, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So there you go, darling. It's, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Right?
Doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
What you want to know?
I have zingers.
Hang on, I'll check last year.
Darlene didn't even know what a zinger was when she came in.
Last year, there was 26.
26 zirins?
Yeah.
What?
In the top 100?
Surely, how could
that? And the year before, it was 28.
Ah, no, that's wrong.
It's a CSO, darling.
How did it get into the top 100 then?
Maybe everyone was just calling the baby Bleeding Lily or something like that. So no matter what, yeah, something's going to come next, you know?
Yeah, okay, okay, I get you now. All right, okay.
Literally, when you go to register your baby, it goes into this database and she's like, no, I'm not having
that. That's wrong.
Yeah, no, that's fake news. Call her out there. I have a zinger. So how it works.
So this is,
is
how we kind of start every episode.
Yeah.
This is where a little zinger.
Yeah.
Just to get a feel for.
Nice.
Just
would you rather always have to wear shoes that are two sizes too big, or you have to wear shoes one size too small?
Two sizes too big. So I already have big feet.
What size are you?
I have massive feet for a girl.
See, I was a bit more respectful. I wasn't going to ask, but he went, what size is it straight away?
People who get offended by that kind of thing or ask me what year I'm, like, get over yourselves. Like,
I know, but we're trying to be respectful.
No, I know you are. And that's lovely. But like, people who are like, how dare you? Shut up. Like, what size are your feet?
Nine.
What are yours?
Eight.
What would you say mine are?
Six.
Eight?
How do you know?
They're not an eight.
I'm a 41. Don't look at my swollen, pregnant ankles. That's only happened today, by the way. The fucking phone.
What, the pregnancy?
This is an exclusive. The swollen ankles. This is a new development.
Well, are we going to say...
Fucking, just look at them. They're Terrence is fucking pissing himself at my ankles.
Are we going to talk about what he said to you on the balcony?
Wait, what did I say?
I can't remember what he said. Oh, how... Oh, yeah.
Oh, when did you get pregnant? Not how far gone I is. Like, when did you get pregnant?
It's like the first thing I said as well.
It was just how you said it. It was like, how are you doing? Yeah, grand. When did you get pregnant? Like,
whenever we conceived.
So what are you saying? Two sizes too big?
I would prefer two sizes too big. Uncomfortable feet is just hell for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where was I? I had a runner on that was a bit tight. It wasn't even too small. It was just tight. And I was like, oh, my God.
The worst.
Oh, it's horrible.
Ruins your day.
Yeah.
You it's like...
If you get a blister, like...
Yeah.
Sore feet or like a sore neck. Something... Those two will be up there now.
A break in your neck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Week off walk. A week off walk, darling. I swear to God, if I have a creak in the neck, I'm taking the week off.
Gone.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, debilitating.
You don't realise how annoying it is.
Yeah. You don't realise how much you use your neck.
Yeah.
I had the fly blade. I had a 2.5 hour Ryanair flight yesterday, and I swear to God, I nearly booked a physio this morning. It was rotten.
Awful.
Like, I feel like they're making the seats smaller because there's no way I'm getting bigger.
They probably
seats
are
getting smaller. I think they are, honestly.
Your mum was trying to deal with standing the flights for a tenner.
Do you know that one seat that has no window? Why does it not have a window?
Which seat?
Do you ever see everyone's always putting her up on social media?
No, is it on only Ryanair?
Yeah, it's like one seat has no window.
Sorry, I was on a British Airways flight yesterday and they give out free bottles of water and a free snack.
Yeah, a little tiny plane, the little two seats each side.
No, it's like a proper plane.
Oh, really?
To London, home from London, and they give free water and a snack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a gift.
Unbelievable.
On Ryanair, you're bringing the credit union for that.
Sorry, if you ask for water, if you have a coughing fit on a Ryanair flight,
oh, yeah,
and you're about to die,
yeah,
they make you buy the water.
Yeah.
They won't give you a cup.
Yeah. 100%. I was on a flight, Aer Lingus, a few weeks ago, and a fella had a seizure. And like, they came down, made sure he was all right and gave him a can of Coke. And I was like, oh, Ryanair, they're charging him for that. 100%.
Sorry, a can of Coke for a seizure?
Yeah. It's just,
can that help with the sugar?
Yeah.
Oh, would it?
Well,
I'm
not medically trained, but like,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
But like, that's what they gave him. And I was like, if that was Ryanair, he's getting charged for that. Like, I don't care if you were having a fucking...
Remember there was an old trick back in the day, wasn't there, on the flights with the cards?
Yeah.
You used to be able to tap the card.
And it wouldn't go through in the year.
No signal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I got caught with that.
So you could bring like a bogey card or like an old...
Or your phone.
Or your phone.
Just tap your phone.
But you can tap a card and then like, but they don't know if it went through on it because there was no signal.
They can't tell.
And then when it lands, they'd be like, oh, that never went through, but like, you're gone. But I did that before. I tapped my phone on Revolut and...
On purpose though?
They see what it woke. And my Revolut went into an overdraft.
No!
They were trying, but like every 2 days. Like every 48 hours, I kept trying. And I was like, I'm not topping that up until that expires. And then it just went into mine. And so I was like, what? Bastards. So now it wokes. Now they know it. We have another one here.
Yeah.
Why does that look like you're about to read an essay?
No, it's just... Making sure it was safe to read. Oh, not that God. I don't trust you.
Sorry, how precious do you think I am?
No, because I don't want to say... What's the largest mammal you think you could knock out with a single punch?
The largest mammal?
Yeah.
Jesus, what comes under mammal again?
A horse.
anything that's hurting as a baby,
I couldn't knock out anything with a punch. I've never punched anyone or anything in my life. Never
have a good knock.
I've never punched anyone.
We never had to punch anyone.
I've never had to punch anyone.
That's why I was
willing to.
Tells a lot.
Yeah.
Largest mammal you can knock.
Largest mammal. Like, I'm suppose a human, like.
Yeah.
If I had to punch a human.
Surely Mark gets on your nerves. No?
Of course he gets on my nerves.
Yeah, surely he
can. I never physically punch him.
Early days.
Were you worried? Were you checking that shape like for like animal abuse? That what you were thinking?
No, I was just checking the whole thing to see like what is the largest mammal you think, and then I was like, where's this going? Okay. You know, that's why I read things then, say, yeah, rather than just reading it straight off the bat.
Like me.
Like you, yeah.
I could probably, monkeys are mammals, aren't they?
Yeah.
I could probably knock out like a small monkey.
Yeah.
What? The cutest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So go and knock that thing out.
Yeah.
A little, what are the name of them ones? They're in all the films.
Oh, like the one in Friends?
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know what the name of the actual monkey is, but it was Marceau, wasn't it?
Well, I was on about the species. You're on about like as if you know him.
The actual character.
You don't follow him on Instagram. He's on Blaine the Last of Your Life next week. Right. I'm fed up with zingers now. Shut Unless up. You have any, Darren, do you?
Zingers?
Yeah.
Would you prefer finger-length legs or leg-length fingers?
Say that again.
Yeah.
Would you prefer finger-length legs or leg-length fingers? If you had to choose.
Leg length. Oh, I can't say that. Leg length fingers.
Yeah. That's what you prefer?
No, I prefer the legs. Finger length legs.
Finger length. So it's little teeny.
Tiny legs, yeah. I'd rather that, yeah. Than the big, what, bleeding 4 foot long fingers?
Yeah, but keep going. No?
Another fella pumped me earlier on.
What?
He's like, oh, Calvin. He's like, fucking hell, you're a lot taller.
It's the best thing you can say to us.
What? Bleeding.
People used to think that we are very small.
Yeah.
Well, one of us.
I think I'm small.
Yeah.
Well, one of us.
I'm not small. I'm 5'8".
Ah.
I am. That
goes.
That's only like an inch taller than Terrence.
Phil, I swear to God. But anyways, people just think we are really small. Now people come up to us and they're like, oh, you're actually taller.
Yeah, you are tall. Yeah.
Do you get me?
I'm 6'4".
6'1".
And I say this all... I'm 6 foot and I say it nearly every 2 weeks on the podcast, and then people see me in person like, geez, you're a lot taller. It's like, how tall do you think 6 foot is?
So you're both very tanned. What's the story with that?
I was on my holidays.
It was hot out today. I walked up them kids earlier, I swear to God.
It was hot.
The only thing I was thinking is, why didn't I bring Factor 50?
Yeah,
oh, it was getting scalded. I didn't think it was going to be hot.
You're supposed to wear it every day.
Are you?
Even Christmas Day beside...
Whoa, you're like me ma about the snapper.
Christmas Day, if you're sitting beside your Christmas tree, you're supposed to have SPF on.
You don't wear SPF lights. Every day.
I wear SPF every single day.
Fuck off.
On my face.
That is a hassle.
I guarantee you most women...
Do you moisturize every day?
Most women
sometimes
do.
I don't forget. Yeah, but like...
Anti-aging. Yeah. It's the only way to anti-age.
SPF?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah. Sun's terrible for you.
Let me look.
Every day now turns, you
need to... I'm getting scalded. Is under my eyes not red?
Yeah, you're like, you're a bitch red.
Yeah.
Bastard.
I was in Spain, so that counts.
Okay, no.
I have an excuse.
You heard it the first time.
Yeah.
I was on holiday.
Yeah.
5 times.
Going away again tomorrow, then just putting her out there, as letting you all know.
Are you?
More breaks than Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Where are you going?
I'll daily tomorrow.
If you don't mind, what are you doing there?
Just nothing. Literally nothing. And I'm looking forward to it. Great. Putting the feet up for a week.
How long?
A week.
Put the feet up.
There's a delay. It's
delay.
Like we're on the no Sky News and we'll cut across to Dirren now and it takes a few seconds to get there.
Darling,
baby brain.
Good excuse. I wish I could use it. How long are you doing your podcast?
I am doing my podcast since 2019.
She caught you with a good one out there. Remember you said something like, are you ready? She was like, I do a podcast.
I do this myself. Who's been your favourite ever guest?
Favourite ever? Oh God,
not going to ask the worst guest.
No, I wouldn't answer that. We have to keep it professional, lads.
Did you not ask us that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. That was off air, though. My favourite ever. God, it's very hard. Like, some of them, like, obviously, it's very exciting to get someone who's very famous.
Yeah.
So, like, I had Michael Bublé. That was massive.
Yeah, that's mad, yeah.
And he was a gent.
We were kind of saying this before, but did he not look real to you?
Do you not look real?
Yeah, you know when I see someone really famous, we get a really famous person and don't look real to me.
Oh yeah, like it's...
I'm like, that's mad.
Yeah, it's surreal. It was, and he was so nice. He came in and like got down on one knee and was like, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I was like, oh,
fuck off, really?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I swear, I have a picture of it.
Why?
He just was like a gentleman. He just came in and like, because I was already sitting. So he came down to my level. So like went down on one knee and was like, hand out. He was like, pleasure to meet you.
I do get mad awkward when guests comes in and like, do we handshake or hug? And this fella's getting down on one knee.
Down on one knee. Oh. But like, obviously, that's unreal.
Darling, tell me how you reacted to that. I don't want you to skip past that. Like,
me?
It happened. What did you say when he hits one? Like, what did you say?
I was just like, oh, like, thank, like, Jesus.
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Thanks. Sit down. Sure. We'll have a chat. He was very nice, though.
Yeah.
Very giving of his time. Like, obviously, like, to get, like, I got Micheál Martin while he was Taoiseach. So, like, you're kind of like, this is cool that he'd agreed to do this.
Yeah.
So there's people like that. But then there's people like Joanne McNally. Sorry, I had Joanne McNally in, she was on my very first season in 2019. And I actually only listened back to the episode recently. And it's before, she was writing the Prosecco Express, which is like the one that she did 60-something dates in Vicar Street and has been the most phenomenal success since. So she was only writing it then. And her life was so different then. So to have had her then, and like, I'd love to have her back.
Yes, yeah, like a different person then.
Part two?
No, I haven't done a part two.
Okay. Yeah.
She's never in Ireland.
Yeah.
I will get her though.
She's like a different person now.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like the success is just unbelievable to have watched. So she was a highlight for sure. Who else would have been good? I mean, I've had loads of, jeez, I can't even think now. I've had my family on. I actually, a man did a review of my podcast once. He's like, oh, it's very good. She must have been stuck for guests one time because she had her family on. I'm like, sorry, a lot of people asked for my, I swear to God, people follow me on Instagram. They're like, get your, because I would often show my parents on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, they're great crack. Get them on. So, and they're like one of the most listened to episodes.
Yeah.
That's sexy. I had my mother on.
There like, you go.
And your brothers.
I am my brothers actually. Yeah, so we had family on as well. Yeah. And them episodes have done really well.
So well.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's the people you're
close to.
People
are listening to you and then they want to get to know more.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's and no one knows you better than your family.
Like. Exactly. And people put the pieces together then of, okay, so that's the kind of family they came from or whatever. Yeah.
She must have been stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. She must have been seriously stuck. She got her mom and dad.
Have you had any nearlies, Darren? That like, oh, we nearly had this person, but like something.
Loads of them.
Give us your biggest nearly.
Colin Farrell. Absolute rage. And I was going to fly to London and everything.
No way.
Oh, I would have loved it.
That's big.
There's been a few.
He's always here.
What?
He's always in Ireland.
Is he?
Always in Ireland.
If you've seen Colin Farrell, would you walk up and say, look him on the back?
No.
No?
No. Too scared.
Really?
Would you panic, yeah?
I got a DM recently from a famous person in the UK out of nowhere. They were in Ireland and they were listening to me on the radio and they found me on Instagram, DM'd me and were like, just listen to your radio show, really enjoying it. Signed, D.
Tell us who it is and we'll bleep it. Fuck off.
Yeah! I mean, he's not that famous, but...
Party. It'll be a good episode.
He's quite... I know!
This gonna have to be bleeped, like just constant bleeps.
Sorry. Oh, the yeah.
Yeah.
Himself.
I think he'd be alright. Yes, yeah, yeah. He'd be a good episode. That's a
you can't say.
No.
Figure it out.
No. Put
that bleep on that. Just allow the bleeps.
They were driving around Ireland and they messaged me. I was like, "How sound is that?"
And did you say, "What's the story next time you're over?"
I know. I'm gonna wait till I'm. I want to bide my time.
Right.
I'm not recording the Laughter Life yet. So I wrote back and was like, this means so much. Thank you so much for tuning into the radio show. It's only a new show, so I'm like finding my feet with it or whatever. And he was like, God, it didn't sound like that at all. It was brilliant. It was a great laugh. Well done.
So he was flirting?
No, he wasn't flirting.
Not in that way.
That's flirting.
No, it's not.
Terrence, Terrence.
No, yeah, that's flirting.
No, it's not.
That he was flirting.
It wasn't flirting.
Come here. If that person texts me and I show Terrence on me missus, they'd be like, he's flirting.
I'd say he's flirting.
Yeah, he's flirting.
Not like...
Not in a...
Well, I showed it to Mark and he was like, ah, oh, that sound.
Yeah. Mark doesn't give a bollocks. He's like, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Turn him on. They'd be more
But to us, like, if someone had to text one of us like that, we'd be like, we know what's coming next.
Stop it.
Yeah.
See, I'm too... I don't... These things go over my head.
We've had the two biggest nearlies... That I can remember is we nearly had Bernie Sanders on.
No.
Yeah. We got the go ahead from one half of his team and then someone pulled the plug.
From his team?
Yeah. And it was, oh, you might have to come to Vicar Street. And we were like, oh, no way, really. So
stop.
Nearly had Bernie Sanders and then...
February was...
No, yeah, that one is still up in the air though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so...
What it might happen?
Yeah.
Can we try another bleep then?
Bleep it up.
Yeah. Bleep the gaff down.
And
who was it? Oh yeah, okay.
Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, that was in early.
Do you know him?
Are you bleeping all this? You
don't? No, don't bleep him. Andrew Schultz, big comedian from New York. He has a big podcast. He was over here. we asked another comedian any chance he can get him, and he was like, oh, he's no time. I was just happy he knows who we are now.
Yeah.
Barty was another.
Was it early?
Yeah. Well, he texted us saying, I just haven't been on. So I'm like,
yeah,
does
but
does he listen?
Yeah, he listens. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
He knows him more so than me. I only know him to see in town. He'd like be friends with him.
Does he? Is he in Dublin much?
Yeah.
He is and he isn't. Enough that
very cryptic.
Listen. He's heard enough that he should have been on the podcast by now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Barty is like a we'd give Barty a good chunk of it for taking the podcast off when he was tweeting. Like,
really? Barty did
put
he
up
tweet?
A lot of tweets and all saying like at the very start.
Put a lot of pressure on us though, because everyone was like, why is not having him on? I'm like, it's not our call.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. You'll get him.
Yeah. Well, he asked Theo Vaughn to his face. I was like, would you come on the podcast? And he was like, no.
Guys, I don't know who these people are. Am I a bit completely basic?
Yeah, I'm very shocked at that.
Yeah. Big huge podcast in America, yeah.
I'm not that big into stand-up.
Do you listen to other podcasts?
The odd time.
Just say no.
Just say no.
You won't be offended.
Not
just say
much.
No. Okay.
No, I don't.
No problem. You don't listen to American podcasts?
I gradually got worse. Yeah. Not really. No, I don't.
Yeah. I'm not giving any competition them numbers.
I'm bad. I don't really have hobbies.
Right.
What do you do with yourself, darling? Give us a day today.
I'm very busy. Like, I've a lot on.
Right.
So I do a lot of bits. Like, I'm on radio Monday to Friday.
Do you have a radio show?
The radio.
Then, like, January to March, I'm on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We'll get all the plugs in while we can.
Yeah.
I have two podcasts. So I have Theron and Friends, which I do in the summer, and then I have The Last Year Life.
Yeah.
But, like, outside of that, I don't even know what I do. I go to the gym. I walk my dog. We watch movies.
Dog.
Now you have to mind your dog.
You do, but like I wouldn't put down as a hobby. You know what I mean?
I genuinely don't have. If someone asks me what my hobbies are, I don't know what they are. What would you say your hobbies are?
Yeah.
I'm in a similar, but I get stick off. I live in the life you live.
There you go.
That's all I do is go to the gym, walk the dog, and the odd game of Call of Duty.
But this is your 30s, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parents only in the 20s.
Are
you?
We only had to have this conversation on the balcony. Do you know what we used to ask every guest? You'd say, who do you reckon is older and what age do you reckon we are? We stopped doing that because everyone kept saying, I'm older than him.
Yeah. You're not.
Where do I look old?
What are the ages?
Take a guess.
I'd say you're 30, 31. I'd say you're 28.
Spot on.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
See, if every guest had been doing that, we'd have been still doing that now.
Yeah. You're very mature though, Terrence.
Am I?
Yeah.
That is.
You give off an older aura.
Yeah, but I feel like at 28, you should be mature though.
Should you?
It's not as if you said, oh, I'm 22 and you're like, geez, he's very mature for 28. 28?
Ah, no, but he seems more mature than you.
I've no problem
yes.
with that. I've no problem with that.
Yes. You have to tell me you're spending 5 pounds just filming it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I know. The shots are just being fired.
What's the one they say? It's like, we don't grow up because we get old. We get old because we grow up. That's me.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that one? You can take what's it. That? Take it, put it in the bathroom wall.
Repeat it again.
We don't grow up because we get old. We get old because we grow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
When you're forced to grow up, like...
Yeah, like, you know, when you stop doing childish things.
Yeah.
But some people force themselves to do it, don't they? Did you ever meet a 22-year-old and they're all stiff and all?
Yeah.
I'm like, breathe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I might do something mad immature later on.
You're always at that point.
Put me mate somewhere up on Dundee for Oasis tickets or something. I used to always do stuff like
no.
that. Whoever the biggest concert was that summer, put your mate's numbers up for that. And
are you going to Oasis?
Yeah. He didn't get a ticket. Was it that morning we came in for the bonus episode?
Could have been.
I swear to God, do you want to see how annoyed he was? And he's like, I'm not even that fuming.
Do you know what? As time goes on, I'm actually not that bothered by it. Because I know I'll be there.
Yeah, that's a good way of... Yeah,
I will be there.
You're manifesting.
It's manifesting or you're just thinking about bunking in?
Either way, whichever way. Like, I will be in Crow Park. I promise you.
No, he's not.
I bunked in the Coldplay. And after bunking in, I was like, this concert is shy.
How did you bunk in?
Darren, a magician never reveals his secrets.
No, he does. He bunks in everywhere.
How do you do that?
Well, we bleep or all. Just one way constant. Made out in the hand. I'll tell you how I bunked in. I walked up to your man. I showed him my phone with an out-of-date ticket. He scanned it. It came up red. He still went to go ahead.
No.
I promise you, word for word, that's exactly what happened. I went on Thursday. Had tickets for Thursday. Went. I still had the tickets on my phone. Like during my Ticketmaster account. And then it was the Saturday or the Sunday. And I was like, I went up with my mates. I was like, oh, I bet you I go in here. I walked up. Your man scanned the thing. The thing came up red on his scan. And he just went, yeah, go ahead.
You are joking.
I promise you.
So you go in. And who did you meet?
My mates in there.
They were already in there.
They were on the pitch. And I just walked into them.
And sorry, why did you think it was shy? Why did you go?
I didn't enjoy it.
But you'd been on the Thursday.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it either.
Why did you go back then?
Because nothing else to do. Like, I was in town. Big concert was on. You know what I mean?
Do you not think they were good?
Did you see them?
Yeah.
What do you think?
This is last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had seen them in 2017.
And that was the best concert.
That was the best concert.
Best concert I've ever been to. They would never top that.
They could never top this.
Never. Never. But I don't think they came close to it.
Not even close.
Like, if that was a 10 in 2017, this was like a 4.
I know.
Like, I would have took an 8 or a 7.
Isn't it? Also, the puppets they had on stage, do you remember that?
Yeah, that was strange.
Like,
that was
strange. No name for that.
And he was like very up close to one of them doing a duet.
It was
like,
weird. It was weird.
Way too much.
Him and the puppet together, it was weird.
That was very weird, yeah. So, you'll catch me this summer at Croke Park for Oasis.
You done? Tell me a bunking in story.
Yeah. Just a little more.
Like, Doreen, I told you before, he's a big fan of your podcast.
Yeah.
He's not anymore.
Fuming now. Slagging me cow house.
You're not anymore.
Yeah, no, big fan. So thank you for coming on. But on our podcast, we like to get to know where the guest is from.
Yes.
And what life is like around them.
Okay.
And then just take us in linear fashion.
Lovely.
Is that all right?
Yeah, so there's no question. I'll just start talking.
Just run amok, yeah.
So my parents are from Clare and they moved to Dublin when they got married.
Sorry, both parents are from Clare?
Yes.
Why did they move to Dublin then?
Opportunities. They had no opportunities down there.
Okay.
So my dad left school after the junior cert, the inter cert.
Yeah.
And he did carpentry in a college in Limerick. And my mom, how they met was, my mom was working in a tourist office in Listunvarna. And my dad had heard there's this hot young thing working in the tourist office in Listunvarna. So he's from Doolin, which is like 5 minutes down the road. So he went in pretending to be a tourist, asking her for directions to the Cliffs of Moher and directions to Lahinch or whatever, just to chat to her. And she like fell for it or whatever. And then there was a dance on that night and he asked her and they went.
That's class.
Rest is history. They got married.
Did he not know that he wasn't a tourist? Had he not got like an accent? Like, he's going into
they've actually never really gone into that. Yeah. I don't
know. Cliffs of Moher.
He brought
how'd
a
you get the Cliffs of Moher? Yeah.
I need to ask that. Did he do an accent or what? How did it work?
That was like so strategic as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if someone said to me, like, how'd you meet your wife? I was like, I just followed on Instagram. Hopefully she followed me back.
Yeah.
Liked a couple of our stories. She liked a couple of mine back. And now here we are married.
You market the same.
Yeah, that's basically how it goes. Whereas back then I was like, yeah, your one down there is good looking. Do you reckon you could pull on? He's like, I give her a bash. I'm making a plan and all.
And it worked.
Yeah.
So they got married and then they moved to Dublin and got jobs respectively. And then my dad set up his own construction company called Castleknock Construction. And
another little plug.
Yeah.
No, it's not a plug because it's gone now.
It's gone, is it?
They went into voluntary liquidation when the country was in shit. So he did that for 26 years. But anyway, in the meantime, they had my sister Avian, my sister Alva and me. So three girls. So we were born and reared in Dublin, but we would have spent like every Christmas, every summer all down in Clare.
Yeah.
We were like, we never were allowed to forget where we were
your
from.
Roots, yeah.
Yeah. For all the right reasons. Like my dad was one of 11.
Fuck.
My mom was one of 7. And came from very little.
Yeah.
So it was always important to them that we, you know, remember.
So you have loads of aunties and uncles.
Yeah. I don't even know the actual final amount of cousins I have on my dad's side.
Yeah.
And actually my dad's, so my nana wasn't finished having kids by the time my dad's sister had her first baby.
Yeah.
So my cousin is older than my uncle.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I know a couple of those, yeah.
So my dad's eldest sister, when she was 17, she emigrated to New York and she went the day my dad was born. So she stopped in the hospital, met my dad, her new baby brother, and then went to New York to say goodbye to her mom in the hospital. Like,
it's mad, isn't it?
Mad. And as a result, they have quite actually a close bond. Like, she would send back packages for her brothers and sisters and she'd send extra bits for my dad because she like hadn't got to know him or whatever. And so we went, like, we used to visit her in New York then. Yeah, so we were born and reared in Dublin, in Castleknock. And my mom and dad were just, like, the hardest workers ever. Like, just worked so unbelievably hard. And my dad, when he started Castleknock Construction, my mom did the books for him. So they kept that going for 26 years. And, like, we had an amazing childhood. Like, we were absolutely blessed. You know, one of those childhoods where, like, it isn't until you get older that you're like, we were beyond privileged.
Yeah.
We just thought a lot of things were the norm that we now know weren't.
Yeah.
You know, just the school we went to, the activities we did, the places our parents brought us. We just thought that was life. And like, it's only now that we look back and go, we were fucking like spoiled rotten. But always remembering like that, you know, it didn't come that easy for my mom and dad.
Yeah.
So anyway, they were in that for 26 years. And then 2010, they put the company into voluntary liquidation because it was just, everything was so bad. So it was a really tough time then for my mom and dad for like 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
But luckily my dad and his brothers, so his brothers who are still down in Clare, they had started doing the ferries that go out to the Aran Islands from Doolin, you know, like they do Kilmore cruises and stuff. So my dad had that to kind of fall back on at the time. And so my mom and dad would then do summers down in Clare doing that business. So I was in college then and I was living at home. I went to Trinity.
Another plug.
How do you know? How do you know someone goes to Trinity? They tell you.
I'd be traveling in everywhere myself now, I have to say.
So I did drama and theatre studies, but I lived at home. Obviously, I didn't move out because I didn't need to.
Yeah.
But that was hard because my sister Alva was living abroad and Avian lived down in Clare. Avian married a guy from Clare. So I was kind of at home with my parents at that time, and it was just tough. Like, because it was their whole identity. Like, their company was like their fourth child. So that's
a good way of actually putting it, isn't it?
Well, it was. Like, they minded it like a baby. And it was kind of through no fault of their own, really, that everything went so bad.
Yeah.
And construction was so badly hit. And we used to ask them, like, for 2 weeks, because obviously things got bad in, what, 2007 or something?
Yeah.
And we used to be like, are you okay? And my dad would be like, yeah, we're fine. We're grand. And I think they were kind of waiting for me to finish school. They kind of held on longer than they probably should have. But then they closed it down. And yeah, that was tough for a few years. But they had... My dad kind of went down to his brothers and they had that to fall back on. And then my dad started in Dublin on his own. So he has boats that go around Dublin Bay. A boat that goes around Dublin Bay between... Yeah, I'm making it sound like it's a big fleet.
Yeah.
One boat that goes between Dunleary and Hope.
I was going to say boats.
So that's his business out. But anyway,
yeah.
What was the question?
She didn't even plug it. It's Dublin Bay Cruises.
Yes.
I'll plug it for you. Don't worry.
Thanks.
You can revolute me on the way out.
What did you say you studied in college?
Drama and theatre studies.
Why?
I was a performer.
I don't mean that.
No, yeah.
I come across wrong.
No, not at all.
So why is that? Why?
Yeah, that why.
So
like, where'd that come from?
I was like a performer. Like, I loved performing from when I was small. We did speech and drama. Like, all three of us would have done speech and drama in school. And then my mom, when I was probably 5, was like, I think Darren might be a bit more into it than the other two, or she might have something extra. So whether that was a good or a bad thing, I don't know. So she then put me into stage school. So I did that like the whole way up. So I just loved performing always. And I wanted to act, but there was no like actor training college in Dublin. I was too scared to move to London. I was such a homebird.
Mm.
So I, you had to get, like, it was pretty hard to get into.
Yeah.
So got drama and theatre studies. Didn't love the course. Didn't love Trinity at all.
Why?
Oh, just, I think DCU or somewhere would have just suited me better. I don't know. I didn't feel smart enough to be there. I didn't feel...
The amount of guests that we've had in that have said that, and people I know personally that say the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, about Trinity.
Just...
I got that from the open day.
Like, obviously, the grounds are so gorgeous. Like, it's such an amazing
space. It's an unreal
but
university.
It doesn't feel warm in there. And I wish I could say it did. It didn't. Mm-hmm. But what I loved was the Drama Society. So, like, you can... Obviously, there's your course, but then you can join societies or whatever. So I loved that. I used to do plays and I made great friends through that. But the course itself, I just didn't. Like, it was way more academic than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be way more practical, doing actual acting.
Yeah.
And it wasn't at all. Like, it was all studying, like, texts. And I,
yeah,
like, I just can't. I was so
It's like
bad.
A more of a history course than...
Yeah, genuinely it was. So I didn't love my time there at all. I did 4 years there, but halfway through, an actor training program did come to Dublin called The Lair. Do you know what's down in Grand Canal Dock? You know the big green balls? You know that building in Grand Canal? Do you know where the bridge is? You know where Il Valentino is? That coffee shop?
Yeah, yeah.
It's across the road from that. There's big green balls. You've definitely seen it.
Do you know what? I reckon now every time I go past that, I won't miss it.
You won't miss the big... There's these big green balls outside. But it's called The Lair. So it's an actor training college. And that came to Dublin when I was 2 years into my course. And I auditioned and I got in. And it's only like 12 spaces. It's where Paul Mescal went.
No way.
Yeah. So he would have been like the year below me or something. But I got in and my parents wouldn't let me do it.
Why?
It would have, like, I think it would have cost. Because you know, you get your college course.
Yeah.
That's covered whatever amount of years.
Yeah. And then if you go again.
You change, you pay. And they were like, we're not doing that.
Boy, is
like,
a mad money, would that be?
Oh,
mad?
Yeah. Yeah. It cost 20s per year.
I think for me, it was going to be like $9,000 a year. And they were like, no.
It cost you like 20 something to get through college, yeah?
That's some whack.
Yeah.
I don't blame them saying no.
I don't, sorry. Now that, like, I look back and I'm like, they were absolutely right.
Yeah.
At the time, I was like, they've ruined my life.
Yeah.
I was going to get the Oscar within 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take
my dreams away.
So anyway, I finished that. I finished drama theatre studies and I tried to act for like a year and I just couldn't. I just couldn't do it. Doing auditions and like getting no's. And I just got so in my head about like, okay, am I even good at this? But also it could come like with parts, it could come down to something so simple. Like you're too tall, you're too brunette, you're too fat, you're too whatever. And I just hated that. I just got so in my head about.
Seeing auditions, is that just like three people just sitting there and you have to just go in there saying?
In front of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
So hard.
I'd be scarlet.
Or you put yourself, you record yourself at home and even trying to do that.
I think that's worse.
It actually is worse.
Would it be, yeah.
It is worse because if you're, like if there's people there, you almost rise to the challenge of performing. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas when you're sitting at home with your fucking laptop and the camera and there's someone on the other side reading the lines and they're not an actor. So you're like, you're basically, you've nothing to work with. So I just hated it. I did it for like a year. And then it was my sister Avian who was like, why don't you give radio a go? Like I'd never thought about radio at all. And she was like, why don't you try it? I just think you'd be good at it. So I did a 12-week diploma in radio production with Today FM. And I just loved it straight away. I just absolutely loved it. It was like, I think as well, because it didn't matter what you look like. I got so in my head about like, oh, like I'm
your
not
parents.
Yeah. I got so in my head about it.
That's a horrible like kind of side effect of that, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Because drama and acting has a high unemployment rate anyways.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So the chance of you even getting a role are slim. But then the fact you're thinking it's because of something that you've done
exactly.
Or how you look and how you present yourself.
Yeah.
Being all up in your head about that, like, fuck
the
me,
worst.
That's so detrimental. Like.
Yeah, it was hard. So radio seemed perfect then. So, yeah, I just absolutely loved it. And
how old were you when you got into radio?
It would have been 20, God, it's nearly 10 years ago now. So I would have been 22.
And that was just kind of sprung on you and you were just like, yeah, I'll give that a go.
I'll give it a go. I was like, I'll just see how it goes. So did that for 12 weeks and then I saw a part-time job came up in AA Roadwatch reading the traffic. And loads of people who had done it before me had gone on to do great things, obviously. Like Louise Duffy's on, she was on Today FM for years, obviously she's on Radio 1 now. Ruth Scott, Nuala Carey, like loads of people who are in TV and radio now. So I was like, it must be a great training ground. So I went for the job and I got it part-time and I loved that. Like it was, like you're reading the traffic, like people used to be like, that's such a fucking random thing to do, like read the traffic. And I'd be like, it's not because I'm passionate about roads. Like, it's just fucking love motorways. What do you call those people? Something perverts. The people who've like fancy cars and things. No, there's a word. Aerosexuals. People who love planes.
No, that's not real.
That is a fact.
Aerosexual.
Wait, you just said people who have fancy cars are perverts and then people that love planes.
Aerosexuals.
What's the fancy cars got to do with that? What is going on? I'm so confused.
No, not fancy cars in like a fancy car, like a Ferrari. Like actually fancy cars.
Oh, yeah.
They have a fetish towards cars.
They have a fetish towards cars.
Are called aerosexuals.
No, they're no, not aero. Aerosexuals is planes.
They're called something perverts. What's the first word?
I don't know.
Just make that up.
Yeah, I just made aerosexuals is actually a thing.
Right.
And what do they?
Are they the people that sit and watch the planes?
They love the planes.
Like train spotting, but plane spotting.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
So maybe it's autosexuals then for cars.
That would make sense. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See what you did there, yeah.
So I'm not.
You're not into that.
I'm not an
autosexual.
You're
not an autosexual.
And I'm not a road sexual.
Okay.
So I got into the job. I'm explaining how I got into AA Roadwatch.
Into the roads.
Into the roads.
Can I just say something? Can I just say something? I shouldn't know what an aerosexual is. But now I do. So how did we get here? That's what I want to know.
Every day is a skill day.
Yeah. Look, AA Roadwatch. Yeah, so like the traffic is blocked up from Gardiner Street up to this place.
Exactly.
That's you.
That was me.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like that, them kind of things that they still do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, it's actually gone now.
I was going to say that, yeah. AA Roadwatch is gone.
It's gone,
They don't care anymore.
No.
You were like, yeah, find out yourself if your commute's going to take longer.
Like, you know what? You can fuck off with your Google Maps.
Yeah.
They don't care anymore. Yeah, they got rid of it. But I loved it. So I was then, like, it got my voice on national radio because you're basically, like, the office is only down the road. I was on 2FM and Lyric FM and all. So I did that for a year. And then I got a job as an entertainment reporter in Spin. So I did that for a year. Am I being born now?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Of course.
So I did that for a year.
Do you know, actually, as well, Mark did that exact same thing when he was on.
Yeah.
And I think he's the only two guests that have ever done that.
Really?
Mark stopped mid-yoke and he went, will I keep talking? And we were like, yeah, but...
This is your story.
Yeah, this is great. Swear to God, I think he was the only two that have ever done that.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Worst husband and wife we've ever had on.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And do you know a little curveball for you? Not the first pregnant woman we've had on.
Ah, shit.
Boy, who else was on?
She didn't announce it. Remember, she told us she was pregnant. We were like, announce it on the podcast. And she was like, will I? Oh, but I haven't told this person and that person. I was like, then don't announce it on the podcast.
Yeah. You have to do these things the right way. Yeah.
I fell at you and listened to the podcast and I'm pregnant. I'm like, wait, what?
Was that Erica?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't say.
Why am I making that secret? She had the baby and all.
It was Erica Rowe, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
she just found out and we were like, announce it. And then we're like,
oh, oh my God.
She didn't feel comfortable, so we just left her. So,
anyways, you weren't born there. Yeah, so.
I wasn't.
Well, I don't know where we were.
Yeah, so I did the entertainment news on Spin for a year, and then an opening came up for the Zoo Crew, which is the evening show from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
So I did a pilot or like an audition or whatever with Martin Guilfoyle.
Marty, don't call him Martin. His own ma doesn't call him Martin.
I swear on my life, he introduced himself as Martin day one, and I used to call him Martin. But then I started calling him Marto. Everyone calls him Marty, but I nicknamed him Marto. And
Marto is my town, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know Marto, and him and Marty couldn't be further apart.
So we did that for 2 years. Then we had great crack. We like he's such a dote, Marty. Like he's a legend, the nicest person.
Can I just say as well, dark horse. Everyone thinks he's a gent, and then we walk out there, and he gives us awful abuse. It's serious.
Does he?
And we'd be like, Marty, how are you? And he just say something, and he'd be like, where did that come from?
But he's one of these people who he will always leave the ladder behind him. Like he never, he will help anyone who asks him. And that's why we just got on so well from the start. Cause like, he just was so good about helping me because he'd been in radio way before I had.
Yeah.
And I'll always be so great. Like he was just so grateful to him. He taught me so much and he's such a radio lover. Like there are people who are in radio cause it's great for profile or whatever.
Or they dropped out of drama school or something.
Yeah, they just fell into it.
Yeah.
Like me. But he is like, he's a jock. Like he actually loves his music and, you know, making everything sound so brilliant. So we did that for 2 years. And then I got to a weird stage where like I kind of didn't really mention, like in the midst of all this, my Snapchat started becoming a big thing. Like that's where it kind of really happened for me. I started doing impressions of like Irish influencers or whatever. And that's how it all took off for me on social media. So I had like, I think 90,000 Snapchat followers or something.
That's mental.
Which at the time was mad.
That is mental.
I remember having 100. I mean, like I have way too many people on my story.
So that kind of coincided with doing the Zoo Crew. And I loved it. And I was kind of riding this wave of like, you know, embracing all of it. But then, I don't know, I kind of burned myself out. I don't know what it was. I think it had all been moving so fast. Anyway, I got to a point where I was like, I think I need a bit of a break. And I'm like, looking back, it was a mad decision. I don't regret it because things worked out. But I left the Zoo Crew and I didn't have another job. I was like, I'm just going to figure it out.
What was your plan?
I had an idea for The Laughs of Your Life.
Right.
But I also had kind of started getting a bit of cover on Today FM. So every now and then I would do bits of cover. And I kind of was a bit brazen. I was like, maybe if I just leave, they'll be like, well, she's free all the time now, so we'll put her on air more. And they kind of did. Like I covered 3 weeks of Dermot and Dave when they were on at the time. Like they went to Australia to do some sort of a tour. And I did 3 weeks on air and like interviewed Hozier and that time. It was just brilliant. Like I felt like I hadn't made the wrong decision. And so then I started my podcast. And then in the meantime, there was kind of a reshuffle on 2FM. And they came to me and were like, would you do a pilot for The Breakfast Show? Which I did. And so I got that job. And I started in May 2019. And so that was the start of like national radio properly for me.
Mm.
So yeah, so I started on Breakfast Radio then, which was obviously massive. Like it was...
Is prime time the right word? It can't be prime time if it's in the morning.
Well,
that's the hottest time.
Yeah, like they say in radio, if you quote unquote win breakfast, you win the day, right?
Yeah.
So if your breakfast show is brilliant and the listeners get into their car in the morning and they tune into breakfast, generally they stay with that station for the day. So it's important that The Breakfast Show is on fire. Like it's good and it's, you know, and it's strange because like the available, so they talk about the available audience as well in radio, right? And there's a bigger available audience. There's more people actually available to listen to radio from, I think, 9 to 12. So it's not necessarily the biggest listenership of the station, but it can be, it's important that it's good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I started.
No, at this stage, did you love radio now?
Loved it.
Did you, yeah?
But I did, I loved it from the get-go, but it just had taken me, I just never thought of it as as a thing, as an option. I just didn't, in school, and I suppose that's down to schools as well, like it wasn't properly explored with, and I'm not blaming anyone, but as in, you know, you have guidance counsellors or whatever, but do they actually get to know you and go, okay, this could be good for you?
Yeah.
No one had ever like said, maybe this is something you can think about, you should think about, or maybe study multimedia even, because that could help you get into it or whatever. But then I suppose, again, I had blinkers on. All I wanted was drama. So I didn't explore anything else.
You want to
else.
Be a performer.
But yeah. I think that is an option now in skills, isn't it? There'll just be TY kids and all in this building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around,
yeah.
So I think it's like an option in skills.
I'd say so, yeah.
But I'd never have laid in heard of that in skills, you?
No.
No.
Never.
But you weren't, like in our generation, like it was college. Like it was no, like you weren't encouraged to do a trade, even if that was the best thing for you. Mm. And now you look at trades. Yeah. Trades are going to go nowhere with AI now.
Who knows?
There's so many jobs that are like going to be taken over by AI. You can't take over a plumber's job with AI.
Yeah,
like,
valid point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're going to be some of the most useful jobs that just will stand the test of time.
But even Dermot and Dave, we've had them on separately and they both kind of fell into radio as well.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's
crazy.
Like, and look at the careers they've had over there.
I know.
Have you had another radio presenter?
Marty.
Marty fell into it as well.
Have you had Ian?
No.
Dempsey? No.
I want to go on his podcast.
You want? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
I think I beat Joe Scott. I listen frequently.
Oh.
Just putting it out there.
What's this
good
now?
Good for you.
Is it?
The last time we were over in the studio,
I did shit.
His son produces the podcast.
Yeah, Shane. He produces mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember I said it to him, I was like, tell you that I want to come on his podcast. And he's like, oh, I'll have a wardrobe.
What's it, a quiz?
Yeah, just 12 questions.
Right.
You should both go on.
I reckon we do.
He's like, I want to go on my own.
Cunt, I swear to God.
You what?
I'm useless. I swear.
He's very generous. He's very generous.
Yes.
When you listen to it, like, what's the capital of England? And you'd be like, oh, I haven't a clue.
I'm shite. I think I got 4 out of 12, did I?
You got something very low.
Very low. Mortifying. Very bad.
You do have like a little
competitive beef going on.
Is it going at each other? Is it catching each other with stress every few minutes?
I know. I'm
just sitting there enjoying myself.
I'm competitive. Yeah. So bad.
I'm just putting it out there. There's a few people, and I won't say who, that I would be fuming if I didn't get better than them. And you're not one of them. I was only messing. There's a couple of people on that list. I'd be like, I want to beat them, and that's it.
You have to reveal.
Is it because they're smart?
Do you want to bleep it?
Yeah, go.
We want to go on Ian's podcast. So Ian, if you're listening.
No, you want to go on Ian's podcast.
I want to go on Ian's podcast. So Ian, if you're listening.
I'll drop him a text.
Please do.
You know he's my godfather.
I did not.
What? Do you know that?
How would I know that?
Ian Dempsey,
I think I've
my
seen
godfather.
Ian twice, and I was just like, how are you lads? Oh, what's the story? How are you? All good, yeah, grand. And I was just in passing in this building.
He's the nicest man alive.
Now, come here. I haven't spoke to him, but from them little interactions, I'm like, he's sound.
He's a gent.
Do you know what I mean? He didn't have to say hello to us, and he did.
So random. My parents were on their honeymoon. So he was like famous, Dempsey's Den.
Yeah.
And him and his wife, Jer.
You know the Den?
No.
Dempsey's Den?
No.
Ah, Terrence. So he...
Go on, tell her. Tell her.
Tell her?
He didn't have a telly.
Didn't have a telly?
Yeah.
That makes sense. So my parents were on their honeymoon. Him and his girlfriend at the time, Jer, were on a holiday. And like, you know the way Irish couples will meet? And obviously Ian was famous. So my parents were like, oh my God, see Dempsey.
It's your man, yeah.
But they actually became great friends. They like, would, you know, went for drinks every night on that holiday. And they were like, we'll stay in touch. But obviously they didn't have mobile phones back then. Took each other's numbers, whatever. And then my dad was pulled in on the Naas Road on this random day on the way down to Clare and got petrol, was pulling away and sees a man legging it towards the car being like, Eugene, Eugene, Eugene. And it was Ian. He was like, what's the fucking story? Like, let's meet up. Like, actually meet up. Okay. Met up. Best friends ever since. And so Ian's my godfather and Jer's my godmother.
No way.
Greatest godparents of all time. You know the way you can get be shafted with godparents?
Yeah, yeah.
They are the opposite of that.
You still got a card with money, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't anymore. Oh. When I got to, I think, but actually I think until my 30s.
That was late enough, yeah.
I can't remember the last time I got one off either, godparent. Yeah. To be honest with you. Well, you know what? You know how you know it's legit when a couple are your godparents?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's usually
it's
like
a good shout.
The dad's me and then the ma's friend.
Yeah.
That's godmother, godfather.
No, it's
or
good
brother
when
and sister or something like that.
Yeah.
It's good when they're a couple.
When they're a couple, you know it's legit.
Yeah. Yeah,
my brother has a godparents or a couple, I think.
But they're the best, yeah. Ian's a gent, so I'll ask him.
Please do.
I'll put in a great word for you.
Yeah.
So what were you saying? You were on RTE 2FM?
2FM.
And the last year of life had started at that stage.
Yes.
Did the last year of life take off straight away?
It did really well straight away. Like,
who was your first guest?
Ian.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Ian was my first guest. Joanne McNally was the first season. Deirdre O'Kane. Mario Rosenstock.
So some big names in there.
Yeah. At the time, the only real big podcasts at the time were the two Johnnies that started. Blind Boy was big. And I actually can't remember. There was
Tommy
no one.
Kiernan, did he have one back then?
No, I don't think he did.
No.
This is, in fairness, before COVID, this is early days.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah.
So early. And I, yeah, so how did I get on? I think I just messaged people. So like I was just messaging people and they were all just generally sound and came back and were like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a go. So I had 8 people on the first season. And I did the first 5 seasons. Like I just funded it myself. Yeah. I just knew it was good. I was like, I feel like it's going to take off and it's going to go well. And eventually it got a sponsor and I started actually making a few bob from it. And now it's like, yeah, I'm really proud of it, like what it's grown into. But yeah, so I was doing both of them then, the radio and that.
Yeah. But yeah, still on radio now.
Yes.
Well, you've gone back to radio.
I've gone back to radio. So I did breakfast radio for 5 years. So I did it for 1.5 years. That partnership ended. And then there was 5 weeks of like not really knowing what was going to happen. So I was then taken off air for a few weeks and I did pilots with a couple of different people to figure out, okay, who am I going to stay on breakfast with? And I did it with Donegal Callahan and Carl Mullen. And we just clicked from the get-go. Like we just had an absolute ball. Like genuinely, I couldn't have asked for better co-hosts. Like it just worked from the start. And they're like brothers. Like they're like the brothers I never had. So we did 3 years of breakfast radio together and loved every second. Like there wasn't a day I didn't hop out of the bed. And obviously some days it'd be very hard, like because the alarm goes off at like 4:30. You're like, this is fucking hell. Yeah. But for the most part, I just absolutely loved it. But I got to a point around, what month are we now? June, yeah. Probably this time last year, earlier obviously, because I left last May. I had done 5 years of breakfast and I just was wrecked. Like I loved it, but I was kind of burning the candle at both ends. Like I had done 2 years of Dancing with the Stars as well, which again, loved, but it was like 7 days a week. I was radio Monday to Friday, dancing all weekend. And I just needed a break. And I'm not afraid. Like I did that with Spin as well. Like if I feel like, it's like when you're in a relationship and you know it's over and it takes you 6 months to actually build up the courage to be like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong, but this is done or this is, feel like it's run its course for whatever reason. I'm never afraid to like make the leap with stuff like that. I won't stay because I think I should.
Mm.
So I just, I made the decision and I was getting married in November and I just was like, I was always very bad throughout my 20s at actually enjoying the life stuff. I would just be like, yeah, but like keep the head down and just keep working. Like I never traveled a whole lot. Like I never did any of the stuff that maybe other people would do. I just kept going. And I was like, well, I'm getting married in 6 months. Like, I want to actually enjoy this. And obviously, I had stuff outside, like my podcast, because like I was an independent contractor. Like, my radio was part of my work. But I had other bits going on that I knew I'd be fine. So I made the decision to leave. And like, I've no regrets. Obviously, it was really sad that the breakfast show came to an end. But I do think as well, you have to know when to go.
Mm,
like, you know, all good things must come to an end. And like, something isn't going to stay at its peak forever. And I mean, it could have stayed brilliant forever. But I was kind of selfish in the decision I made. But it worked out, like, because I took a few months off and just before I got married, 2FM got onto me and were like, would you think about coming back and doing the Drive Time show? And I was like, okay, I'll just get married. Do you mind if I just get married?
Yeah, you get married.
Yeah, I was like, do you mind if I just get married and go on honeymoon and have a think? And then I came back and I really missed it. Like, I missed, love podcasting so much. But there's no substitute for live. Like, I do love being actually live on a mic.
Yeah. Breakfast radio is very, like, it's very, like, permanent or something to me. Like, you know, because you can't take time off. You can't half hours it. You're on air at this time till this time, Monday to Friday.
That's it.
And it's like, if you want to go on holidays, yeah, we'll cover you for a week or two, but then you're back in for the other 50 and you're like, fuck me, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's so
demanding.
Demanding. It's always there. It's always on.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'd flick the radio on and you'd hear, like, one of the presenters is on holiday. And then the next week, the other presenter's on holiday, but the first one is back. And I'm like, fuck me, they really need someone behind them.
Oh, yeah.
All times.
Oh, totally. And like, it changes the dynamic if someone's off completely. And, you know, items on the show are built around, say for me and Duncan Carl, the items were built around 3 people doing them.
Yeah.
So someone's off, it doesn't feel the same. And if someone turns the dial and you lose that listener.
Yeah, it's hard to get them
back. It's hard to get them back. And also, like, people are depending on you every day. If they're getting into the car, like especially in Ireland, in the depths, like winter lasts, let's face it, fucking 8 months in Ireland. And they're getting into the car in the morning, they might be dropping their kids to a creche to go and do 12 hours at work. Like they need positivity. They need you to bring the energy. And it doesn't matter what mood you're in. Like I went through breakups during breakfast radio and you have to go in. And I remember I went through a breakup and like, I kind of went down to my mom and to my mom's house on like a Tuesday and I was like, I just feel like this is over. Like it was awful. I just don't feel like it's the way it used to be. And she was like, well, like if that's the case, like you need to just be honest and say what you, and I was like, okay. And she was like, today. And I was like, today. I was like, it's Tuesday. I can't do it today. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm on air in the morning. I was like, I have to wait till Friday. She's like, how are you going to get through 72 hours? I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to have to dodge. I was like, I can't. Like, you have, I was like, I need the weekend to cry. So, and I'm not saying, I'm sure other people do that as well, where you're like, you need to bide your time, of course. But I just was like, I can't, I need to be able to go on air in the morning and act totally normal.
Yeah.
So I need to wait to do this on Friday. And
I overheard a conversation like that last week out in the balcony with presenters saying that, like, no matter what's going on in their life, they have to be down there. They have to be jolly.
That's it.
That has to be the hardest thing in the world to do that.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what's going on, you have to go in there and be like, what's up, guys, whatever.
It is performing, like.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You know, and it's, you're as much, you're, I mean, listen, you're like 95% yourself. As in, like, of course you are, but there's that 5% of, like,
laughing,
you're faking
at
it.
At jokes.
Exactly. You have to fake it, you know, if you're not feeling it.
Yeah.
So there's pressure there. And I think, like, around this time last year, I just was like, I need a break. I knew I needed a break. And I knew I wasn't leaving radio forever, or at least I hoped I wasn't. Again, it was like a wing and a prayer that something would work out, but I was kind of confident that it would.
I know what I wanted to talk about. You done a video a few weeks ago in the RTE studios of your man trying to eat the chicken nuggets to break the world record.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that on July 11th in the Borgosh.
So you just stole the idea?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But he's going to break it. That's going to be.
I'm going to break it. I'm going to eat.
Sorry, you doing Sorry, I knew. I saw you were doing Borgosh.
Yeah. Doing the Borgosh July 11th. Get your tickets.
No.
Oh my God. You're not nervous?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I will be the week of it.
Yeah. It's a bit early to be nervous.
I did the Laughter Life live there. It's deadly.
So I've heard, yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's an unbelievable
theater. It's a serious venue.
Gorgeous.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You feel like it's a real, like, we've made it now.
Yeah. It's big time.
Yeah.
It's big time. No disrespect to anyone else.
It's bougie.
Yeah. Oh, do you have ushers and all?
Ah, it's unbelievable.
You can order your drink sitting from your seat and it's waiting for you.
Yeah.
There's no need for that. There's not out there and come on, man. Do you know what I mean? There's no need for that.
No, it's a level of class now. It's cool.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? We're not classy?
No. Didn't say that.
Tennis match back and forward.
Well, come here. The bus.
Yeah, man, who you done that chicken nugget thing with.
Yes.
Can I just say that was pathetic?
It was a bad attempt. It was.
It was there. He got
so he can break again. That was a bad attempt.
Do you know what? I got more abuse than he did because I kept talking to him during it. So people were like, if she shut the fuck up, he might have.
Half a nugget?
What do people think? You're supposed to have a conversation while you're eating? You know what I mean?
I was trying to cheer him on. I was like, okay, that's two, that's three, that's four. And I just kept talking to him.
Yeah.
Flow going.
What did he get to 4.5 or something?
Oh, it wasn't great now. Poor L. Hugh.
That was pathetic.
It was.
It was.
He got massively slagged for it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he tried.
Yeah, definitely. But come out. I think I can beat that. I think you can do the 20 in a minute.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Promise you.
You're going to do it on the stage.
Do you want to say it in a suit in front of 2,200 people?
Do you wear suits for every show?
Yeah. I like to scrub up. Shout out to Diffneys. Yeah. Plugged.
And tickets are on sale. There's a few tickets left.
Guys, Talking Bollocks, live, Borgosh Energy Theatre.
July 11th.
Friday night. Yeah. Friday, of course you go on a Friday.
Of course,
yeah.
Yeah. Then your impressions have really kind of like, what would you say? I don't want to say, oh, it took off. It's like, but you're known for impressions.
I went and you have to catch over a stray deck.
No. No strays. You said it kind of originated from your Snapchat.
Yeah.
But it's kind of something you're known for now.
Yeah. It's what like set me apart, I think. When I first started out, people were like, I think as well, because I had the balls to actually do it of other people in the public eye.
Yeah.
And also, and like typically, or like traditionally, men would do that.
Yeah.
Like whether it's Oliver Callan or Mario Rosenstock or Conor Moore or whatever, not a lot of women do it. Like loads of women do comedy, of course, but I don't, like not a lot of women in Ireland had done impressions when I started. And yeah, I went for the people who were like in the public eye. And it's funny, I do think like, I would sometimes get messaged from people being like, you're just jealous. It's like, do you say that to Conor Moore?
Yeah.
It like, I do think with women, it's more like, oh, she's doing it because, you know, she can't be coping with how well someone, I'm like, what? Like, how is it any different to any other impressionist?
Yeah, and like, it's an impression of someone. It's not really putting them down.
No!
You're taking someone off, like, do you know what I mean?
That's it.
Anyone that gets offended by that is taking it too serious.
I think so.
Yeah, but you get people like that all the time. Why just both look at me from
because. You patted your lips together and so I was like,
we were like, he's saying something there.
Well, yeah. I feel like you'll get that in all walks of life though.
Yeah.
Regardless,
yeah. You'll get people that are just, they'll just hang on something to hang on it.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
But I do know what you're saying, being a woman doing it.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that was doing impressions.
Any female?
Like there was the likes of Alf Arden and all as well.
Yeah.
Doing them.
Loads of lads.
Yeah.
But does this kind of where did that start from? Were you doing impressions of like your relatives when you were younger?
Yeah.
Or teachers and stuff?
Yeah, teachers. Like I'd come home from school and make my parents and my sisters be the students in my class that day, and I would do whatever teacher. And then in sixth year, you know, like your final week in school, like often people would do a prank week or whatever, where you'd like take the piss, obviously the week before the leaving cert, you're like about to graduate. So I went into the different classrooms. So there'd be like, there's like an intercom that buzzes back to reception. So I went into all the different classrooms of the different teachers. Like whenever there was an empty classroom, I go in and buzz back. And I did impressions, an impression of that teacher to the receptionist, and she bought it. Like she thought I was the actual teachers. And at the time, we videoed it and put it up on Facebook. So like we used to always do stuff like, I would always be messing doing impressions of whoever. And then, yeah, it was like around the Snapchat time when Pippa O'Connor, Roz Purcell, Suzanne Jackson. Have you had Suzanne Jackson on the podcast?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I need to listen to that.
Yeah, we had Suzanne on a few years ago.
This is because I was going to say that there's plenty of people have come in here with a similar story to you. Started in Spain and then like left it. Didn't want to leave, but
yeah,
took the leap and it was a springboard for them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's you, Suzanne, Georgie. Yeah.
Yes.
And a legend as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Georgie. Suzanne's meant to send me out pallet. Off the house.
Oh, did
she?
Yeah.
He said you
were there. They're there, William. Oh, fuck's sake, I'm still waiting. How long was that? 3 years ago?
Four years ago.
Yeah. I'm still waiting on that.
Amy's still,
out pallet.
If I'm scrolling through Instagram, she pops up. Amy's like, the whole pallet was great, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think that's someone's Christmas present, is
yeah.
She? Send her house.
Someone's Christmas present. Who are you going to give it to? Oh, yeah. Your board.
Cheer.
Yeah.
Put your makeup on the horse box. What are we saying?
Yeah, so I did impressions of them. And yeah, it's not like Snapchat was so big. They were so big on Snapchat. So it just took off from there. And
you stopped posting them then on Instagram and all then?
Yeah, so what I used to do was, like it was quite clever when I think back now. Because obviously Snapchat times out within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So I would put it up on Snapchat and people would watch and be reacting or whatever. And then I'd wait till it timed out. And then people would message me like, oh my God, I missed the things he did last night. And then I'd be like, I'm after posting on my Facebook, go and look at it there. So I tried to build all the different platforms. So then my Facebook kind of got bigger. And like, I think the reason I got the Zoo Crew show was because I was doing all that at the same time. So I think in Spain, they were kind of like, oh, hey, this girl is, because I was doing the entertainment news.
Yeah.
I didn't have a show in Spain. And I think they were like, okay, I think she might like be have something different. Or she seems to be like pushing the social media stuff and that'll be good for the show. So that helped me.
I see how the impressions there. Which one got the most ever views that you posted? There's definitely one that's like out there.
The most ever views. Like Roz Purcell always does quite well. Cause like she's so, she's one of these people I think in Ireland as well. She's a massive online personality, but the older generation know who she is as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas I think Suzanne Jackson's probably, she's very online.
Yeah.
Whereas like when Roz Purcell comes on TV, like your mom would know, oh, that's the girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she takes it very well, actually, Roz. Because some people here are not sure.
Wait, do people get offended by it?
Yeah.
That's a lot of all.
No, Roz is a doubt. She's always
now,
like,
I'd love now to open my Instagram later and see someone doing an impression of us.
Would
it
you?
It was decent. Remember Al Forden tried it?
I don't even think that would count as an attempt. I have two questions.
Yes.
Who didn't take well?
I can't tell you.
If you can tell us, then we'll bleep it.
Oh, you can tell us.
This bleep is like
we love
dangerous.
We love a bleep. We don't get enough of them on here, so we said today we're going to make sure we get out.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you fucking bleep them.
We have a quota. I think we have like two a month.
Imagine we didn't bleep.
Yeah.
Imagine you actually shafted me, like ended my career.
Anything we said was bleeped, and then you'll just start blaming everybody. We have a quota of like two a month, so if we go through them all now, we won't have any left for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Go on.
I have an idea. Why don't you tell us about how you found out they didn't take it well, and then after you can tell us who it was.
Okay.
It's a good way, no? Yeah, good roundabout.
We trap ourselves here. This is going to be a tough one.
Okay. The person who I did the impression of followed me before I did the impression of them.
Right.
I then did an impression. They unfollowed me. That didn't stop me from doing the impressions, obviously, because I could. Why would I stop?
Is your ego that shallow? Do you know what I mean? All right, come on.
But I kept doing impressions, and then they had like people, I think it was people who were close to that person from anonymous accounts would like troll me.
Yeah.
And be like, stop doing that now, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So they never actually reached out and said, hey, don't be doing that.
No, the person themselves.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
They never reached out.
So secondhand, you found out they weren't happy.
Yes.
Okay.
But I kind of would have sussed it anyway because they don't follow me.
Don't be whispering. She's going to tell us. Are you looking? We are whispering through the mic.
I knew Terrence was going to be like this. He's trying to get me cancelled.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I'm very intrigued now.
Right, well, you'll find out after the podcast.
After the break.
After the break, yeah.
Present after the break.
There's going to be one of them things now. A lot of people follow us and be like, come here, who said that to Darren?
You can't say.
I'll tell everyone.
Don't do a post office with him. And then the second one was going to be, because I heard that you change your accent depending on who you talk to.
Sorry?
You're like a chameleon, yeah? You just adapt to the streets. To your environment.
Did Mark say that?
I can't say who said it.
He fucking did. When did he say that? He is... Okay, I never noticed that I do this, right? But...
It must be a thing then if Mark said it. And you know what we're talking about, so it must be a thing.
Apparently, when I talk to my parents, I go into like full Claire mode. And I don't even know I'm doing it. So he's like, I'll like talk to my mom on the phone and I'll get off the phone. He'll be like, sure, Jesus, how was Claire got that? I didn't know I did that. Yeah. So I actually was afraid today I would morph into your accents, but I don't think I have. So I'm a bit hyper aware of it.
My second question was going to be, could you do an impression of us?
Don't
just put a deep voice on and be like, oh, what's the story? Don't just do that. Come on. You're better than that. Come on.
No, I can't. I don't know if I can do you guys, but I can do a Dublin accent, like.
You grew up here.
I know.
I should hope so.
You're doing all fucking...
No. I'm going to start putting
on. He got squeaky and you've got deeper.
Yeah. He didn't have an impression of.
Yeah.
I can't go deep enough for you.
Oh, it's grand. We didn't even want you to do it.
Like, I can go pure, it's gonna be shit now.
That's
gone. Terrence, no, like.
She put the D in Terrence.
No, that's decent.
No, fuck you. No, I know it is, like.
Say Terrence again.
Terrence. Lardons. Lardons Kinlan. Have you had Lardons Kinlan?
We haven't had Lard on, no.
Why?
No.
I don't know.
Be a good guest, actually.
You might get a
very
son
very good.
On.
Yeah. Would you get Fran?
What's his name?
From Love Hay, Peter Coonan.
Yeah, he'd be a good guest.
Yeah, Peter.
I'm trying to get bleeding Stuart on.
Stuart.
She can't get out.
I can't stop now.
I think you should stay in.
I saw it. Right.
Yeah.
Who was your source? Mark was your source.
No, your sister.
Can you do Mark's accent? In fairness to Mark, for someone with an accent that is.
Want me to do Mark's accent? It's very Durange Mon. All right, Mark, you're over it, mate, will you? For fuck's sake, you know French. Fuck's sake.
My boy, what do you say? That is my boy, Durange
Mon. That's how you say, my boy. Durange Mon levels of absolute insanity.
Mark is.
Moving on. Oniva. All right, Mark. Come on, will you, mate? Like, I done French when me leaving as well. I don't go around throwing it out there.
To be fair to him. He's basically fluent. And you know, it's unbelievable. He's basically fluent because he's not afraid. You know the way like you'd be trying, if you went to France and tried to speak French, you'd be kind of half embarrassed for yourself. Like,
we did it once, ordered the McDonald's and she said it back to me in English. I said, I'm never done this again. I said, I tried.
See, Mark will like, whatever way his brain works, he's not afraid to try. So he'll just like fling any words. So he'll be speaking French to someone. And then if he can't think of the next French word, but the Spanish version comes to him, he'll say that. And then they're just like, oh yeah, sure, I know what that means. Like he's just one of these linguists. He just like will say, it's confidence more than anything.
So he'll put a sentence together that'll be like Franglish, French.
Yeah, but he does it confidently. So they're like, oh, you must be fluent. And he's like,
you must be fluent. You're French. You should know if I'm speaking French or not, though. But like, that's like if you come in here speaking and you start your sentence in English and finish it in Spanish, I would be like, oh yeah, she's good at English. I'd be like, this is a different language.
Yeah.
But sorry, what I was going to say is for someone with a very, very strong posh accent, he's actually sound, isn't he?
He's 100%. It's very, very deceiving.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because you're like...
You get thrown. Mm. But he'd often get messages from people being like, once I got past your accent, I realised I really love your content.
He'd done a good episode before where he was slagging someone from South Dublin and he's like, what am I putting an accent on for? And I was like, that's a valid point.
But he leans more into it, I think, when he's doing that.
Yeah. When he gets animated, it gets stronger.
He's sound.
Do you know what I love as well? How universally it's expected him to be a prick because of his accent. Isn't that mad?
I know.
It's a bit sad, but I just think it's funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Vice versa, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In the mad way, like,
actually. Do you think vice versa?
100. Are you on the wind up there? And we're literally.
No, hang on. It depends on what we're saying. So, what? The people expect you to be a prick because of your accents?
Yeah.
I don't think I actually don't.
223 episodes of a podcast changing the perception of this accent.
I don't know.
I think it's maybe because you're from the north side.
Yeah.
Not too far away.
That's true.
But like, majority of people would hear the accent and go, oh.
But hang on, prick versus, I don't think it's
okay,
prick.
So you
That's
are,
what I'm
you
saying.
In the word.
Yeah. Okay. So like, okay, I get it for a Southside accent that people presume you're a prick.
So people would usually say they're a prick and people would usually say we're a scum.
So there you, that's what
that
I mean.
That makes more sense. Okay.
That's
so
what I think.
So the word made more.
What I meant was that your accent will define
you. Define you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, I thought you meant prick for you guys.
Oh, so like they're a prick. No, it wouldn't be that.
No.
It'd be like they're scum.
Yeah, yes. They're trouble. They're trouble, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get you now. That's different.
In the funny how like accents are universally characterized.
Yes.
Like when you hear someone with this accent, they're going to be this.
Yeah.
This accent is that.
Yeah, but Marcus sound, yeah.
You having a strong accent because you were talking to your parents. We only said it earlier. Our producer was from Galway.
Yeah.
I remember earlier, I was like, you were in Galway recently. And she's like, yeah, I was. I was
go.
Like, you can hear it in your accent.
Yeah, she picks it up again.
She tops it up. My missus is from Wexford. She was down in Wexford the weekend. And
you
I just know, but she texts me a message. I'm reading the message. I was like, you know, she's been in Wexford. Just by how she's at the same.
The language.
Like, just by text. She's changing her lingo. I was like, this is crazy.
I know. I was in London over the weekend and my best friend since we were 5.
You come back waving like this and all then, yeah?
No, not me. Her. She's been living there for 4 years. And she said, we were chatting away about something and she said, yeah, I've not done that in a while. I was like, I've not.
Yeah.
The English say that. Yeah. I've not done that. Rather than I haven't done that.
Yeah. Loads of footballers that we have on that play over in England or that played in England. Killian was doing it earlier, yeah.
The guest we had on before you finished every sentence with in it.
In it.
In it. Everything.
But you need to remember, they're around that lingo 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And we're like young as well.
Yeah.
Like you're a teenager into your early 20s.
Yeah.
You know, imagine how impressionable
you are. We was finishing every sentence earlier with in it. Surprised you didn't pull them on.
But it's like Irish people saying like. You don't even know you're saying it.
Yeah, the more I think about that.
Like.
Like.
You do though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darlene, have you had the plug?
And then the plug?
Yeah.
She's ran out of fucking plugs. No sockets left.
Look at the nation.
Yeah. No sockets left.
She's like a bleeding extension lead coming in here.
Podcast. The whole works. You've nothing else to plug.
What and then to plug. This is out next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
So my podcast will be back the following Monday. Oh, that's perfect timing.
Did you announce your is this the new season?
It's a new season of Darren and Friends. So it's not the Laughs of Your Life. I know you're a Laughs of Your Life fan.
Yeah.
But I do a summer one, Darren and Friends. So that'll be back on Monday, the 23rd of June.
And does that have guests on it?
Yes.
And did you announce who the guest is?
I'll have announced by then. My first guest is my sister Alva, because I ran out of guests.
You're stuck. You're stuck, yeah.
She was stuck.
So we're both pregnant. She's pregnant as well.
Class.
So we're, yeah, that's exciting.
When did she get pregnant?
How pregnant is she?
Yeah.
How
pregnant is she?
I'm trying to think what else I can.
Is there anything you want to talk about? And you want to get off your chest? Who do you think is a prick? We're all ears.
Do you guys get haters online or for the podcast?
Yeah.
How do you deal with it?
Just ignore them.
Yeah. No, I just block people.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless it's like, you know what I say to people? People think like that I mean every negative comment they don't. You know when someone's actually given constructive criticism?
Yeah,
you know,
of course. That's different.
Say, I think you could have asked this better. I'll go, yeah, fair enough. I get your point of view.
No, not not really like reply underneath it. Yeah, fair enough. Like,
no, but I get it in my head.
Yeah.
When people just go, these are two idiots. I just block people.
Block.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
Boy, what do you do?
No, I'm the same. I think it's very important to differentiate between constructive criticism and hate.
Yeah.
Because you can't just write everyone off as a hater.
No.
Do you know what else I like doing? You know, sometimes you get like the message request and it'll be something bad.
Yeah.
I like accepting it and just leaving it.
Oh, do you? Leave them in red.
Don't delete it. Accept it and just leave it. I like doing that. So they know you've seen the message, but you didn't buy. Because I'm a cunt for pointing back.
Are you?
I'm a cunt for it. I remember someone, only like last week, someone said something to me and I replied to them. Wasn't hate. I didn't reply hatefully and they were like, oh, I didn't mean it in a smart way. And I'm like, I'm not replying in a smart way.
Yeah.
You know? But
you can look angry when you're texting though. Said that to you before. Calvin doesn't even give a smiley face around sometimes. You get me?
Okay, so his tone is like aggro.
Do you ever get that troll
message? Yeah.
But sometimes I just send voice messages then to let people know exactly how I feel.
That you're actually happy and...
I'm actually grand with what you've just said. You know what I mean?
That you're actually happy.
But you like, do. You lose tone in 10 messages.
Boy, try to explain this to Terrence. Like me and you could read the same message and be like, do you see what she said? And I'd be like, I think she meant it this way.
Yeah, you can read it.
And you could be like, no, she said, I'll be there at 4 o'clock. Or she said, I'll be there at 4 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Do you do voice messages?
Kind of, not really, no.
I would have thought you'd be bet into them.
No, I'm more of a, I'll just video call you.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hate that.
Why?
See, I can't be dealing with looking at someone on the screen.
I'm just...
All I can see is my own double chins and then I get depressed.
I won't answer the phone. Like, if you ring my phone, I won't answer you.
What?
Just FaceTime me, yeah.
How do you deal with that? You just answer. You don't
know what to count when you answer someone and you're driving and it's on FaceTime.
Oh, yeah, no.
You're like, fucking, I'm driving. Like,
you're not supposed to.
No, but you can answer. It comes up on the car.
Oh, on the car thing, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, their video's on, yours isn't. Are you trying to catch me out?
Trying to get your car.
You know what I mean? Get me podcast and me license stuck on me. Me sitting in the gaff, nothing to do then.
Just gonna tell the story now about how you took the clamp off. Well, you didn't take the clamp off. Someone took a clamp off. Anyway, if you had to plug door in.
No, just my podcast.
Just your door in a friend. The laughs of your life.
Yeah. Oh, actually, speaking of hate, see the title stuff?
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
So it's gone?
No, it's not gone.
What?
No, they just revealed who owns it.
What was the point in that? Now everyone's going to be on title giving him stick.
It won't change anything. They just revealed who the owner is.
But does he not owe like 200k worth of damages?
I think he has to pay to a certain couple.
Yeah.
To the couple who brought him to the court or whatever.
But then now loads of people.
That's a precedent to set then, yeah. So you could bring one.
Okay.
And everyone's entitled to damages, so we'll have to just take the site down.
Oh, okay. Even the word title life gives me the ick. I don't go near it.
I think it's a very like 2021 thing as well. It's like, how are you still on that? Like, you're over it now. We're outside the house now.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
You're over it. Like.
Why, yeah, like people just, yeah, when there was nothing else to do.
Yeah.
It is, it's like, how do people have the time?
Crazy, isn't it?
Genuinely, on a really serious level, you're not well.
No, you know, I feel sorry for
going
people,
out
yeah.
your way to make an account to go and bitch about somebody.
Yeah.
You're not well.
But all
you're way too much time.
Well, the way I see it is, anyone I know, any of my friends, my family, who are truly happy in their lives, they don't even know that site exists.
Yeah.
Let alone would they ever think to contribute. But also, like, they're talking about people who they follow, right?
Yeah.
They've made that choice to follow this person. So you've inflicted that person on yourself.
Yeah.
You're then going to talk about that person. You can act like that person doesn't exist if you really want to. But you want to hate this person.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, there's so many layers to it that are like,
yeah.
No one is affected by this more than you.
Yeah.
And when I say you, I mean the Tat Life user.
Yeah.
Like, I know there are threads about me, and the greatest power I have is I simply do not look.
Yeah.
Because if I can't see it, it's just irrelevant to me in my life. And I don't change the way I live based on what people say. I just do my job and live my life and share what I want to share. And also, genuinely, I do think 95%, 98% of people are good and are sound. And it's the small percentage that ruin it for everyone.
It's just all rooted in jealousy though, isn't it? Like, you'd go on there, you'd be like, I heard Darren Garty is rude to staff in restaurants.
Yeah.
And you'll wait for someone else to reply and they'll be like, yeah, I heard that as well. You're like, lovely. I don't just...
Validated.
Someone else is there to hate with me. Lovely.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas community. Like.
Yeah. Whereas if you said that to your mates, be like, I heard she's a cunt and everyone's like, oh, I think she's all right. You're like,
yeah.
Fuck, now I look like the worst person.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, if you said that in public and no one else kind of backs it up, you're just like, shit, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Yeah.
Whereas you go want the title, you know you're going to get backed up.
But a lot of stuff is a real, like, I've seen stuff on it years ago and I was like, I'm what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you that invested?
Like, I know.
Because it could have been as simple as like, oh, I heard this person is rude. I'm what? Why did you say that? Like?
I know.
Well, do you get me? It's because they're jealous of that person. That's why they care so much.
No, but your point is, even if it's true.
And what?
Yeah.
Who gives you a bollock?
But also, as you say, so say someone goes on and says that, someone else agrees with them. How sad is it, right? That these two people are two anonymous accounts. They don't know each other.
Yeah.
And they're
bonded.
They're like, bonded over this random fact.
Yeah.
How sad is that?
Yeah.
Like, gossip has existed since the beginning of time, right? Yeah. We all love to gossip. With these people who do this, I'm like, isn't it sad that they can't actually meet up with three of their friends over a bottle of wine and go, did you fucking see the Insta story or one? That's different.
Yeah.
Like, because we all go, did you see your man? Or did you see whatever? That, in a way, is healthy because it's like you're getting it off your chest and going, you're one fucking wrecks my head on.
And you're socialising.
You're socialising.
We're like the doing all episode.
Yeah.
We're like the bitch in the gaff down there.
You know what I mean, though? At least if you're bonding in that way, it's people you know and you're actually getting it off your chest.
Yeah.
That's going to make you feel better. It's the doing it anonymously. I'm like, it's just mental.
No, it is.
It does add that strangeness to it.
Yes.
But I do think even online would be weird to gossip with your friends. That's like, what, let's say we're not anonymous.
Yeah.
Let's say Calvin puts up something on the internet and me and you are in the comments going, he's a fucking agent. No. You're replying to that going, the state of this out. Yeah. That's even weird.
No, of course I'd give that credit.
Honestly, I would. Do you know when people go online and be like, this was crap and you know exactly who it is and it's not the... That picture isn't a picture of like a fucking football crest.
Boss. Yeah.
You're like, John from down the road doesn't like that. Fair play to you, John.
I totally agree with that. Like if someone replies to me anonymously, by it being anonymous, you've already lost me.
Exactly.
Yeah, if they have their face, their full name in their bio,
you click in, live, laugh, mutual love. Followers, you know this is a real person.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, but you're willing to debate or argue there. But most of the time, it's just use that 254-999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like,
Yeah. See that, just leave
Like
that.
You're just gonna get blocked.
Leave that.
Yeah.
You get me? Like it's a fake account.
If you don't have the backbone to put your name to it, why should I listen to it?
Yeah.
Anyway, gossiping.
Listen, we've solved the problems of the world.
Can't wait
to see Darren do a load of bleeding impressions of people choosing like everyone that's been bleeped here, she's going home doing an impression of that man. Isn't that man?
You want to be careful because if she does do an impression of someone there,
everyone's gonna like, so this is not out till next Thursday. It's 10 days.
Yeah.
It's plenty of time for you to do an impression of me and Terrence.
Yeah. You did this earlier as well when you started your place.
Just getting into character. Just getting into character.
And then he got mad squeaky. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
I'll try. I'll work on it.
You have 10 days. Load of time.
10 days. And then you can be the one to announce. It's 5 o'clock on Thursday.
The one to announce.
All right.
You can be the one to announce.
She's getting there.
I tell you what, that's not bad. I'm not that squeaky.
So imagine how good it's going to be in 10 days. You know what I mean?
I'll try.
Down to JD Blanchestown. Get yourself a tracksuit.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Cool. I'm kind of busy growing a human and with my full time job, but I'll do my best.
Tracksuit's good maternity wear.
Yeah.
Comfort.
He's right.
Okay, into JD I go.
Doesn't have to be JD. There's other sports.
I was just going to say, lads, you're after tying me to JD now.
So the sportswear shop's available. Just saying. Bleep JD.
Into Elvries.
Next Thursday, 5 o'clock, you have to announce this.
Elvries is very...
Sorry, of us.
I know, that's way too much pressure. I'll try. I'll give you my word.
Can I just say, I bet you you've never shopped in Elvries, Terrence, have you?
Elvries? Yeah. Told you.
Elvries is mad culgy.
Is it?
Yeah, and JD is mad dumb.
Canterbury jumpers and shin guards. That's all you can get in Elvries.
And a helmet. Yeah. And a holding helmet.
Oh, you can get a helmet, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, rugby jerseys, yeah. That's all I think of Elvries. Elvries Intersports. That's not a good name. Do you know what I mean? You're not buying a tracksuit in there.
No.
Yeah, I haven't been in there years, actually.
But like that's mad culty vibe, so you don't have to go. Go to JD.
I'll go to
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle's Irish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should plug them.
Right, we'll plug them.
We have to support our own lads.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're spot on. 3 to 6. What was it?
2 FM.
Friday, 2 FM.
Yeah.
There you go, support channel. Anyways, if you had the plug.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If I'm fucking asked one more time, can I go and get food? I'm pregnant. I haven't eaten in 2 hours.
Valid point.
Where are we going with food?
I'm going home. My husband has food for me.
What's he cooking?
I think it's Spag Ball.
Bag ball.
Spag ball.
Bag ball. That's what I'll do next week. That's what I'll do next week.
Bag ball.
Bag ball. Help. Mac. What?
That was a good impression. Bag ball.
Do you know what you need to walk on? Walk on there. Are you listening?
Yeah,
are you listening?
Did he say that?
All he ever says.
Yeah.
What, in what context?
At the start of every sentence, are you listening?
I need to know you're listening. Do you get me? I'm very, very conscious on the podcast not to do it. But like, I'm a cunt.
He's not aware of the fact that you're sitting in front of him, so it'd be hard, even if you weren't listening to him, not to hear him. So obviously, I'm listening.
You know, but sometimes people drift. You know that one. You know, when you're mid conversation with someone, you know they're not listening.
Would you say you're very perceptive of people and if they're paying attention to you? Like?
Yeah, very. Very. That's why I have to say our name and all. Do you get me? So I'd be like, Doreen, are you listening?
Well, you know what they say? Nothing sounds as sweet as your own name.
I hate saying my own name.
Listen to what I'm saying. Nothing sounds as sweet.
What is she shouting at me for? Who's she swearing at?
You're not fucking listening. Nothing sounds as sweet as your own name. As in when you hear it, not you saying your own name. So when I say, if I said to you, you know, when you're not expecting it, if I was just like, and like, I really like the way you do that, Calvin.
I don't like that.
Do you not?
No.
Okay, so it's literally the opposite is true for you.
Yeah, when I hear my name, I just think trouble.
Okay, trouble. You get scared.
Once you ever, like, Do you know what's another thing as well?
Like if I say to you, I think you're absolutely brilliant, Terrence.
Yeah, but it's because you're saying something good. No, it's not the name at the end. You can
yeah, but
say,
it makes it nicer. If I say, I think you're absolutely brilliant.
Do you ever hear
does
that one?
Does that sound better? Or it,
no, there is something added nicer.
With the name.
With the name.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that one that like people could be talking, you wouldn't have a clue what they're talking about, but then once said your name on the end of it, it's like you automatically rewind the whole conversation.
Yeah, you're like,
you know what they said.
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
That is so true.
How is that a thing?
They're subconsciously listening.
Yeah, they are.
You're at the top.
It's not bad. I swear to God, in 10 days time, that'll be perfect.
I know,
when you're announcing this podcast is live.
If I just smoke a few fags, I'll just get a bit deeper. I can't say that while I'm pregnant.
No, you can't, but yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't offer a smoke out on the balcony.
Yeah, I'm a cunt for that as well.
And he was peer pressure, I guess.
Don't smoke.
Peer pressure, I guess, and having smokes.
Yeah,
I've seen people sit on this podcast and Terrence be like, do you want to have a smoke? And then be like, yeah, fuck it, yeah.
Do you smoke much?
Yeah, I'm a cunt for
how
a
many?
Smoke. Probably 20.
Do you?
Yeah, but I'm still young. I'm fit and all. Do you get me?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm in a heap or anything.
No, you actually are. You don't look like a smoker.
No. And I'm healthy.
That could be the best compliment you've ever gotten this podcast.
You don't at all.
It's up there. She says now.
You have fantastic teeth, Terrence.
Yeah, they're fake.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
They look good.
Turkey's finest.
Did you go to Turkey?
Yeah. What do you think I was getting done over here?
When did you go?
Years ago, 7 years ago.
How are they so white?
Because they're just
baby wipes.
Yeah, you give them a belt of a baby wipe and they're clean if you want.
No, are you actually joking? Is it actually baby wipes?
Yeah, I don't know that.
No, you fucking don't use baby wipes.
Are you serious?
Every day.
On your teeth.
How can toothpaste work if they're not teeth?
Baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, every day.
Did you not notice?
And I floss with the baby wipe.
You're full of shit.
You obviously don't know anyone that got their teeth on.
No.
Yeah, it's baby wipes.
Yeah.
They're not teeth.
But do you still brush your teeth?
No, baby wipe.
That's a load of shite. You're fucking eating food.
What part of this are you not getting?
No, stop messing.
No, she knows what I'm lying. She knows what I'm lying. I'm brushing me fucking teeth.
Wait, a baby
wipe. Listening to this going, oh my God, he's a scruff. Anyways, are we at the end? Are you happy?
Lads, I'm delighted. This is great fun. I'm very relaxed now.
Right, will we start?
To start.
Will we start now?
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Why, man?
I just get scared of being interviewed. I prefer being interviewing.
I agree. It's horrible being on the other end.
And I just don't want to come across as a dickhead.
It's a bit late for that.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, it's going now.
Yeah.
Everything, isn't it?
The second you leave here, yeah. If anything,
if you chaff me on any of the beats.
You're probably about 3 minutes now to try and salvage something. So.
Well, listen, thank you both so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
No, thanks for coming in. We've been trying to do this a while.
I know. And I'm so sorry it took so long.
No problem.
Life was actually fast.
You had to be getting married, having babies, and getting new jobs and all. Do you get me? You're a busy woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a point, yeah. Yeah. Usually Terrence would be exaggerating things, but now you're true, yeah.
Underplaying this.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Can you tell me this?
Yeah.
Yes or no question?
Go on.
Do you have a baby name picked?
Yes.
That's okay then. So we can either get one or the other after this. The baby name or the person who texts you. About the impression. It's a good one.
When we go off air.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only messing.
I'll reveal the name. Not the baby name. I'll reveal the name of the person who doesn't like the impression.
Well, wrap this up.
She's at the portion up there. She's like, yeah, we'll reveal the name.
She's fuming.
Right, you've not left the plug.
Guys, you're brilliant.
No, yeah. Darren, you're brilliant.
No, you're absolute naturals and you're deadly.
Thanks very much,
Laura. Keep going.
Appreciate that. So, that's it.
Guys, thanks a million.
Darren, thanks for coming in.
That's us for this week. Thanks to the legends at Roystyle Furniture Shop for the support.
Speaking of great support, see what I did there? Roystyle has everything, and I mean everything. Sofa, sorted. Beds, covered. Dining table, 6 chairs, boom, all in one house package. Plus, the lads in the store are sound as well. And if you're more of an online shopper, that's no problem.
Whack in the code GET10 on roystyle.ie and take 10% off whatever you're buying. Free savings. What's not to love?
I'm telling you, don't sleep on this deal. Unless it's on one of the mattresses, in which case, fair play.
Right price, Roystyle, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Take us out, Siobhan.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The Hypnocker. Come down.